2022, Guilford candidates, U.S. House District 6. Kristen Castelli, party, Republican. Background, 20 years as a United States Army officer, 6 years as an Airborne Ranger Qualified Infantry officer, 15 in Special Forces Green Berets, earned 2 Bronze Stars. Small businessman, husband, father, former Inspector General. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. My first priority is to stop inflation, lower gas prices, and bring high-quality jobs back to North Carolina. Another priority is to increase support for law enforcement. I will also fight to expand school choice so that every family can choose the best education for their child. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Sponsor legislation to reopen the Keystone Pipeline and allow increased domestic oil production. These steps will lower gas prices. Vote to cut wasteful spending that causes inflation and sponsor a balanced budget amendment to permanently control spending. Website, castelli4nc.com. Kathy Manning, Party Democrat. Background, I am a mom, attorney, and community leader. In Congress, I have fought to bring down costs for families, cap prescription drug costs, protect women's access to health care, defend Social Security and Medicare, and expand vocational training programs. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. 1. Lower families' costs, cap prescription drug costs, streamline supply chains, and stop big oil price gouging. 2. Protect access to abortion and birth control so women can make their own health care decisions. 3. Expand vocational education programs in NC schools and community colleges. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? We must do more to address the rising cost of living in NC. That's why I will work to, 1. Cap the cost of prescription drugs, including insulin. 2. Crack down on corporate price gouging and bring down gas prices. 3. Invest in good-paying manufacturing jobs and vocational training. Website, KathyManning4NC.com. Thomas Watercott, Party Libertarian. Background. I'm a working-class American who's fed up with business as usual in Washington, and I'm willing to fight for those who can't. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Term limits for federal office, balanced budget amendment, linking the total budget to a percentage of GDP, replacing income and investment-derived taxes with a consumption tax like the fair tax, in parentheses, fair tax, fairtax.org. Regulatory oversight and review. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Opinion 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I'm very pro Second Amendment. I'd fight anything that restricted private gun, ammunition, or accessories ownership. In addition, I'd author and work to pass mandated criminal weapons use, including existing law, prosecution, and sentence enhancements. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health returned this issue to state legislative bodies. I'll fight any effort to legislate federal control of the issue on either side, short of an actual amendment to the Constitution. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Switching to the fair tax will allow businesses to lower prices due to reduced compliance costs. Workers will be able to get more of their income and make more with the elimination of income tax, plus the prebate will put money back in their pockets. Details at fairtax.org. Website, TommyTheTrucker.com. NC Senate, District 26. Philip E. Phil, in parentheses, Berger, party, Republican. Candidate is unopposed. NC Senate, District 27. Michael Garrett, party, Democrat. Background. I am currently serving my second term in the NC Senate. I live in Greensboro with my wife, Allison, and our two young children, Jack and Charlotte, where I own, operate a small business. I'm a proud product of Guilford County Schools and grad of UNCG. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Priority 1. Expand Medicaid right now. This would be a huge win for our health as well as our economy. We must fully fund our public schools so every child has a world-class education. Also, we must continue investing in our local economy so that families can prosper and want to stay here. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Rising prices are hitting every family hard. This year, I introduced a bill to give NC residents a gas tax refund to the tune of $200 each. I support using NC's billions in rainy day funds to offer further relief for residents. It's certainly a rainy day for all who live paycheck to paycheck. Website, garrett4nc.com. Richard, in parentheses, Josh, Sessoms, S-E-S-S-O-M-S, party Republican. Background. I was born and raised in Greensboro before joining the Marines, where I then went on to serve in Afghanistan and Iraq. I have an undergrad degree in IT and an MBA as well, and I currently work as a technology professional. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. medical marijuana and Medicaid expansion need to be approved in the state. Those two things will help fight the opioid crisis we have going on in the state. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option one. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I wouldn't, because we don't need new restrictions at all. Option two. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? We need to uphold the law that is on the books already. Option three. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? We need to have a tax holiday multiple times a year to help families. Website, no response from candidate. NC Senate, District 28. Gladys A. Robinson, Party, Democrat. Background, B.S. Bennett College, Ph.D. and M.A., NCA&T State University, Health Executives Award, 45 years in community health, CEO for 35 years, leadership, Chair Bennett Board of Trustees, 10 years, UNC Board of Governors, 12 in NC Senate, grants writer. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Access to mental and behavioral health treatment and services. Fully funding of Leandro and capital funding for public schools. Improving state support of historically underutilized businesses, HUB. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option three. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? NC has high taxes on groceries, gas, and goods. Since the Republicans are decreasing taxes for large corporations, I support reducing or eliminating the tax on groceries that are burdens to working families. The tax-free holiday should be an annual day to assist parents of school-age children. Website, GladysARobinson.com. Paul Schumacher, Party, Republican, background, veteran, retired pilot, proven innovator, construction dad. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. One, inflation. Work for flat tax, both federal and state. Two, crime, constitutional carry. It takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. Three, abortion. I am the pro-choice, pro-life candidate that will not change current laws, but will institute in utero adoption. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option three. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I am planning on using the state tax laws to lower the gas and food prices. In addition, I would provide subsidies to farmers to ensure the availability of minimum food requirements without the necessary price increases. Website 4rfreedoms.com. That's the number 4 and then the letters R F R E E D O M S.com. NC House of Representatives, District 57. Ashton Clemens, Party Democrat. Background. I am a lifelong North Carolinian, mom to 3 school-aged children, wife, public school educator, and incumbent North Carolina representative running for my 3rd term in the NC House. My greatest passion is for our state's children and families. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. My greatest priority is working for the economic, physical, and overall security and safety of North Carolinian families. This means ensuring workers are able to provide for their families. Families can stay healthy and investing in our greatest asset, our people. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? Our biggest responsibility is to keep North Carolinians safe. Too many are dying from preventable deaths. I advocate strongly for red flag laws that responsibly and temporarily remove dangerous weapons when citizens in crisis are a danger to themselves or others. Website clemens4nc.org, clemmonsfornc. .org. Michelle C. Bardsley, Bardsley, Party Republican, no response from candidate. NC House of Representatives, District 58. Amos Quick, Party Democrat. Background. 3-term incumbent for this seat, 12 years as elected member of Guilford County NC Board of Education. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Economic development and recovery is my top priority to ensure that every North Carolinian can attain a level of economic comfort for themselves and their families. As we continue to climb out of a global pandemic that affected the life of every North Carolinian, this is paramount. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? our current economic stress stems from many problems and requires a multifaceted response. I will propose / support legislation to 1. Address NC supply chain disruptions that affect the availability of goods. 2. Encourage municipalities to increase housing supplies. 3. Job licensing reform. Website pickquick2020.com. Chrissy Smith, Party Republican. Background: I have over 25 years of experience as a leader in health/fitness education. I hold a BS from WCU and an MS from HPU. I have worked as a full-time instructor in the health/PE department at GTCC for 12 years and also teach group fitness at a local gym. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. My 2 priorities are education and wellness. As a teacher for GTCC, I see the product of GCS. If elected, I will advocate for school, medical choice, alternative therapeutics, preventative care, career, technical, educational programs, and curriculum to enhance math, reading, civics literacy. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Current government leaders continue to pass down debt in the form of inflation and higher taxes. I am an advocate for Convention of States, which allows we the people to use Article 4 of the Constitution to establish term limits, prevent reckless government spending, and limit government's power. Website: ChrissySmith4House58.com. That's the number 4 and the numbers 58. Chrissy Smith, the number 4, House, the number 5, the number 8.com. NC House of Representatives, District 59. John Hardister, HARDISTER, Party Republican. No response from candidate. Sherry Young, Party Democrat. Background: an ample amount of my background includes serving and volunteering for Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, and United Way. Being a part of my community is my biggest concern. I'm a teacher, a nurse, and humanitarian. I'm well known and loved. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. 2 priorities if elected would be to bring the gap of the people's voices to the table of the decision makers. Another would be to educate the community on jobs and programs to enhance the welfare of the people with encouragement that some politicians really care. Please choose one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Some specific steps I'd take to address economic stress would be broadcasting jobs that pay more money and identifying how UnitedHealthcare can assist Medicaid recipients for stipends up to $235 a month for groceries. There are many organizations that provide support. I would love to network them. Website, GoFund.me/C8CD7 8. NC House of Representatives, District 60. Bob Blazingame, Party Republican, no response from candidate. Cecil Brockman, Party Democrat, background. I have served 4 terms in the North Carolina House of Representatives, and I also serve as Vice Chairman of the NC House Education K-12 Committee. I have a BS degree in political science from UNC Charlotte, and I am a business owner. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. It is important that North Carolina changes the minimum wage into a living wage so that anybody and everybody who wants to work can experience the American dream. Similarly, I believe that affordable housing should be accessible to anyone making what North Carolina considers a living wage. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership or new restrictions on abortion access or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Our state has a $6.2 billion surplus, which we can use to provide stimulus relief to North Carolinians to offset the ongoing economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Website, cecil4nc.com, that's CECILFORNC.com. NC House of Representatives, District 61. Mary Price, in parentheses, Pricey, P-R-I-C-E-Y, Harrison. Party Democrat, background. Served in NCGA for 18 years. Served on Environment, Elections, Redistricting, Judiciary, Appropriations, and Oversight Committees. Recognized for my work by NC Justice Center, NCLCV, Common Cause, NCWF, Craft Brewers, SELC, Planned Parenthood, and more. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Restore NC's democracy with fair maps, improved access to polls, campaign finance reform, then legislature will reflect NC values. Expand Medicaid, protect abortion access, raise minimum wage, enact comprehensive gun safety, fully fund public education. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option one, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? Enact universal background checks, ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, safe storage, red flag law, raise the age for purchasing weapons, protect our permitting process, require long gun permits, repeal Stand Your Ground. Website, priceyharrison.org. NC House of Representatives, District 62. John Faircloth, Party Republican. Background, after military service, I had 30-plus years of law enforcement experience, starting in Greensboro, then Salisbury and High Point. I was a council member for 3 terms and mayor pro tem in High Point for 1 term. I have been a House rep for 6 terms. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. My priority is to be the voice of my district. I will utilize my voice to represent the public to focus on 2 other main priorities, financial stability and public safety. Focusing on these priorities will positively impact North Carolina people as they will gain security and trust in the government. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3, what specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? After many terms with the North Carolina House, I will reduce economic stress through my role as the chair for the Appropriations Committee. Once we evaluate the economic pressures, we will adjust the development of the statewide budget accordingly through carefully determining the citizens' vital needs. Website, johnfaircloth62.com, and those are the numbers, 6 and 2. Brandon Gray, Party Democrat. Background, I'm a small business owner, vice chair of the Guilford County Democratic Party, SEC member, and activist. I have been helping with political campaigns since 2016. I ran for NC House in 2020. This time, I am running in a newly drawn toss-up district. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. I will vote to expand Medicaid. This pandemic has highlighted the shortfalls of our health care system. We must keep our schools well-funded and safe for students and educators. Economic development is important to me. Let's support our businesses and workforce by paying a living wage. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? We should be keeping politicians out of the doctor's office. Your healthcare decisions should be left up to you and your doctor. There will be an anti-choice bill in January. We need to have enough seats to uphold Governor Cooper's veto. I will vote to make sure you keep your rights, not strip them. Website, BrandonGrayNC.com. NC Superior Court Judge District 18C, Seat 1. Stuart Albright, Party Democrat. Candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge District 18, Seat 01. Mark Ross Tyrey, T-Y-R-E-Y, Party Democrat. Candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 18, Seat 02. Larry L. Archie, A-R-C-H-I-E, Party Democrat. Please describe your background, experience, and qualifications. I was sworn in as a Guilford County District Court judge in January 2019. Prior to my election, I practiced law in Guilford County for over 12 years. I am a proud U.S. Army veteran with 32 years of service, retiring as Lieutenant Colonel. Please share your personal statement about why you want to serve on this court. I serve in order to make a difference in the courts, the community, and the citizens of Guilford County. What, if anything, should be added to the NC Code of Judicial Conduct regarding recusal and or political activity of judges? No response from candidate. Website, no response from candidate. Guilford County District Attorney, Avery Michelle Crump, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. Guilford County Board of Commissioners at Large, K. Cashin, Party Democrat, no response from candidate. Jerry Allen Branson, Party Republican. Background, I served as County Commissioner from 2012 to 2020. Two of those years, I was the Vice Chair, and two as Chairman of the Board of Commissioners. See my website for my background and qualifications. And that website is jabranson4countycommissioner.com. That's the number 4. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Providing adequate funding for our school and provide adequate funding for the men and women in uniform. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Option one, affordable housing. Provide easy access for planning, zoning, and permitting to build quality homes at affordable prices. I will work with community organizations such as Habitat for Humanity and Tiny Home Communities. Website, J.A. Branson, the number 4, countycommissioner.com. Guilford County Board of Commissioners, District 1. J. Carlvina Foster, Party Democrat, candidate is unopposed. Guilford County Board of Commissioners, District 2. Paul Meinhardt, Party Democrat, background. Please see my website for full background experience and qualifications. And that website is paulmeinhardt.com, PaulMeinhardt.com. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. The environment, education, and the economy. All of these are imperative for a well-functioning civil society to flourish and sustain itself. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Option three, climate change and conservation. We must address climate change, land and water conservation, and environmental issues on a global and local level. Locally, we need to address deforestation, soil erosion, water pollution and degradation, and air quality issues, improve recycling programs, and establish green spaces, and much more. Website, paulmeinhardt.com. Alan Perdue, Party Republican, no response from candidate. Guilford County Board of Commissioners, District 3. Derek Mobley, M-O-B-L-E-Y, Party Democrat. Background, I live in Guilford County with my wife and two children. I have an advanced degree in economics and more than a decade of professional experience. I believe in serving my community and have led several local and state nonprofit boards. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I plan to work with the school board so that new and renovated schools are a high priority for our district. I will work with our towns for better water infrastructure to support growth. I would like to establish a digital strategy commission to promote more modern and secure data infrastructure. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Option two, jobs for youth. I will work with the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council, local cities, and GTCC to create a county summer job program that connects teens in areas with high crime rates with employment opportunities. Website, electmobley.com. Pat Tillman, Party Republican. Background, my depth and breadth of experience as a Board of Education member, knowledge of District 3, the private sector, and as a combat veteran makes me uniquely qualified to serve the people of District 3. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I am committed to effectively and wisely spending taxpayer dollars. In addition, is the responsible allocation of our voter-approved bonds to build and maintain innovative and high-quality schools. If we create good policy, we will continue to attract and retain business and industry to Guilford County. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Option 2, jobs for youth. I've had a front row seat in how our career technical education, blending of industry and education, can change lives. I will continue to build on our achievements in this area. Specifically, I will help launch more wall-to-wall career academies in our schools and help provide more apprenticeships. Website, TillmanforCountyCommissioner.com. Guilford County Board of Commissioners, District 7. Frankie T. Jones, Jr. Party, Democrat. Background, Commissioner Jones earned his undergraduate degree from Davidson College as a James B. Duke Scholar and his law degree from the University of Virginia School of Law. He is an attorney, business leader, and community advocate. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Two of my top priorities are economic development and education. We have thousands of students graduating annually, and we need to attract and retain high-paying jobs. We need to properly fund our schools, including continuing to support the multi-year plan to raise teacher salary supplements. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Option 1, affordable housing. We must explore options, looking at a diversity of housing options, and work with communities and developers to identify solutions, including building the necessary infrastructure in undeveloped or underdeveloped portions of the county. Website, electfrankiejones.com, and Frankie is F-R-A-N-K-I-E. Kenny Abe, A-B-B-E, Party Republican, background, N.W. Gulf, grad, been in the workforce since age 15, I'm a Christian, a husband, and a father. I see the values and liberties of this country slowly slipping away, and it is not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's an issue of freedom. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I want what most people want: a safe place to raise a family with good schools, good jobs, and solid infrastructure. I'll watch out for the best interest of people that decide to call Guilford County home. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Option 1, affordable housing. Nothing is affordable right now. The drastic increase in property taxes forced landlords to raise rent. The tax value of my house went up 42%. I know families whose property tax bill more than doubled. this doesn't help the community. It helps government get bigger. Option two, jobs for youth. There are many job opportunities out there right now. Businesses are closing on certain days or closing up shop permanently due to the lack of employees. If we don't help our young people get a good education and quality jobs, they will struggle to provide for themselves all of their life. Option three, climate change and conservation. I am not aware of how I could affect climate change if elected. No matter what Guilford County does to affect climate change, we are a small drop in the bucket. To affect the climate globally, large factories overseas would also have to do their part. Website kennyforkamish.com. I'll spell that K-E-N-N-Y, the number 4, C-O-M-M-I-S-H.com. Guilford County Board of Education at Large. Demetria Carter, D-E-M-E-T-R-I-A, Demetria Carter, Party Republican. Background. I retired from the federal government after almost 40 years of employment. I have a business administration degree from George Mason University, Annandale, Virginia. I have a law degree from Duke University, Durham, North Carolina. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. If elected, my priorities will be 1. Hold most BOE meetings in local schools, thereby increasing attendance of parents and the community. 2. Create a parents/community council to advise the BOE. And 3. Ensure schools are off limits to politics and the promotion of social ideologies. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Promoting academic excellence and providing resources to schools that result in academic excellence are the only ways the BOE can address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes. Website, Demetria Carter, BOE.com. Alan Shiros, Party Democrat, no response from candidate. Guilford County Board of Education, District 2. Amanda Cook, Party Democrat. Background, I am a 13-year veteran teacher. I graduated from UNCG in 2008 with a bachelor's in dance education and communication. I also hold a master's in curriculum and instruction and founded a nonprofit to support teachers in 2020. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My number one priority is making sure that the district is involving all stakeholders in the conversation around GCS, communication. My next priorities are making sure that school nutrition and safety concerns are addressed so that learning outcomes can improve across the board. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Making sure that our staffs are diverse and properly trained is key to addressing the needs of all students. Fully staffing schools will also allow each staff member to focus on their own work more and give students more enthusiastic and supportive adults. website, VoteAmandaCook.com. Chrissy Pratt, that's C-R-I-S-S-Y, Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, Parti Republican. Background. I am a lifelong educator with National Board certification. I hold a B.S. in elementary education and an M.E.D. in instructional technology. I am a former classroom teacher and have spent the past 12 years as a leader in online education. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Academic success, discipline, school safety. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? We need to ensure that all students in GCS receive equal representation and equal opportunities no matter their backgrounds. This begins at the top, at the board level. We must ensure all policies are free of bias and represent all of our kids. Guilford County Board of Education, District 4. Deon Clark, that's D-E-O-N, Party Democrat. No response from candidate. Linda Wellborn, W-E-L-B-O-R-N, Party Republican. Background. I have been on the school board for 10 years. I was a technical manager. I had an 18-year career in information technologies. As a community leader, when my children were in school, I pursued capital funding for SE area schools and was successful. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Addressing learning loss, strong teachers, and increased instructional hours are critical. A priority is retaining and attracting new teachers. Proficiency requires work. Stop grade inflation. Support students and hold them accountable. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Poverty causes disparity. Additional supports for struggling students are required. Inspire young children to dream of a better future. Big dreams are reached by hard work. Failure is part of learning. Success comes to those that do not give up. Website, Linda Wellborn 4, the number 4, BOE.com. Guilford County Board of Education, District 6. Kem D. Kirby. Kem is spelled K-H-E-M. Party Democrat. Background. Kem Irby was elected to the Guilford County Board of Education for District 6 in 2018. She is a former educator at Pierce Elementary. Irby supports higher pay for teachers and staff and was instrumental in securing the historic $2 billion school board. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. We must foster a supportive and welcoming school environment where our students, teachers, and staff can thrive. My top priorities include improving learning outcomes for all students, recruiting and retaining high-quality teachers and staff, and investing in school safety and mental health programs. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Improving learning incomes for students requires a comprehensive strategy, incentives to recruit and retain good teachers at high-need schools, high-quality tutoring, summer programs, connecting students to community supports, and providing students with the technology and resources they need. Website, no response from candidate.